Hello and welcome back to Life with Faye. I am your host, Faye Kemi. Hello and welcome back. It's another episode on this podcast, and as usual, I'm glad to have you and I'm excited that you're here with me again. So let's do this. Today I will be talking about something quite interesting. I mean, if you noticed, I say this a lot, and then at the end of the day, everything I have to say is interesting. So yeah, just let it seem like everything is going to be interesting. So yes, I'm going to be talking about something quite interesting, and the topic for today is you can be great. Yeah, I mean, you can be great. So why did I come up with this topic and what's going on in my head, you're wondering? A lot. And I came up with this topic because of you, just for you. So enjoy. You can be great. Why this came to mind is we are used to defining greatness to a particular way. So for someone, greatness is when you have a lot of money. For someone, when you have an immeasurable style. For someone, when you've attained the level of passion that you want. We all have different definition of greatness. But the greatness that I will be talking about today is the greatness from your mind down to the actualization of your dreams, down to the results that you want to get and the expectations that you have. As usual, I'm going to start with a story. As a young girl, a very young girl, I was not smart. I was one of those kids that at the end of each term, either I was the last in the class or I was second to the last, helping the last person. You know, that kind of thing. I wasn't bright. I had the worst handwriting. I did not know how to read. I was literally the dumb kid. You know when they say, oh, the dumb. I was one of the dumb kids, and it wasn't pleasant. That took me through the whole of my primary school, up until the final years in primary school. Something just changed. See, today I cannot really say what changed, but something changed. And before you know it, I became one of the top three students in my class. That took me through high school, and presently I'm in college, and I mean, I'm not gonna brag, but we're doing good. So why I decided to tell you this story is, one thing, like I said earlier, I do not know what changed, but one thing that I can say changed is my mind. Till today, I don't have the best handwriting. Let me just put it out there. But it's better than it used to be. I can read clearly. I speak well. I think properly. My thoughts are right. The point of this is, whatever you are determined to do, it's only a matter of time. Whatever that you have in mind to do, whatever that you have planned to carry out, it's only a matter of time. At the end of the day, if you do it right, you will get the right results. At the end of the day, if you align it well, it will come out beyond your expectations at times, beyond what you have planned, beyond what you think it would come out well. At that time, you know, I'm sure most of my teachers must have given up on me because who is this girl? She's not improving. No changes, nothing. And look at me now. I mean, I go through some of my secondary school results. That was my high school. And I can say that I was beyond an average student proudly. And I don't take credit for that, to be very honest. Even so, yeah, of course, I can take a little bit credit because I read and I wrote the exams. But one thing that I know that was permanent is God. And another thing is my mind. I wanted something and I positioned myself for it and I got it. And that principle is still working for me to today. when I see something and I want something to change or I want a particular result, I let it register into my mind. Then I bring the actual blueprint down to putting into work and getting the results that I want. So it's only a matter of time, like I said. And don't let people tell you who to be. I remember vividly a teacher in primary school, you know, one of my tutors. At some point, she was tired. She was really tired because my handwriting was not improving. I still could not read some basic things that were expected. I didn't know them. And I know she was genuinely tired. If she had the chance, I'm sure she must have convinced my parents, probably, to take me to a special school or something. At that point, there were a couple of things she was saying to me, and I just settled in, like, oh, you know, I can't have a good handwriting, I can't read, I can't even, what's first position? I'm taking the end of the class and I'm aiming for first position. What's that? Do you know? So until I saw myself differently, until I realized that I can actually be better and I can be great. I can be one of the students that at the end of each section, I can be called out for gifts and everybody would see. So don't let people tell you who to be. Don't let people assume your role for you. Don't let people choose your character. Pick what you want to be, choose who you want to be, and just be it. It's that simple. You know who you are, you know what you want. Pick that and live in that moment. Live with that person. Don't assume because people say you don't do well or you can't do well, then you automatically assume you can't do well. That's not possible. It's only a matter of time, like I said earlier. And the beautiful thing about it is you are just one step away. And that step is just your mind shift. Once you can shift your mind from the negative to the positive, you can change everything. See, the power is in our mind. This mind holds the most power in your life. And once you know how to navigate through your mind and how to activate the right thoughts, you're just one step away from that thing that you want. So shift your mind. Get the right mindset about everything. You want something, get the right mindset about it. Because that's the only thing. Or rather, that's one of the things that will settle you. Once you change how you think, once you change how you see things, once you change how you react to things, your results will automatically change. I used to see life as nothing. I used to think life was just boring and nothing was in life for me. But until I began to see differently and I began to channel the right thoughts and the right energy into myself, I now see life as a whole ball game entirely. I want to enjoy life and I know that life is very enjoyable. So you see, once you change what you think, your results would automatically change. It will change everything. Your mind will change everything once you are aligned rightly. There's so many things that can be done. There's so many things that you can do. You can get better with yourself. You can build up skills. You can learn new things. But if your mind is not in the right place, you're just doing it for nothing. At the end of the day, you realize that you're wasting your time and you do not want to waste your time. So before you even take that step, look through your mind. What are you seeing? What do you think about that situation? What are you planning to see at? What is your picture? What is the grand picture for that situation? If it's not good, then you have to take a step back and rearrange your thoughts to make it good. Bad will never birth good. Never. Never. But you see, once you change something that is bad into something that is good, it takes a matter of time. That good will reflect on all other aspects, and before you know it, things are changing. So remember that you can be great. Do not let anybody tell you that you cannot shine. Do not let anybody tell you that you cannot do it. You can do it, you can achieve it, and you can be great, most definitely. Greatness is not for one person. Greatness is not limited to some particular set of people. Whatever that you have in mind, change that thought that, oh, greatness is limited to just some set of people. No, everybody has the privilege to be great, and you can be great too. If you want to, you just need to take the necessary steps. You can be great. If there's a chance, you keep chanting till it sinks in. Please don't stop. You can be great. We all can be great. I'm sounding like a politician, but it's just the fact. Because whatever that you put your mind to, like the motivational speakers will say, you will get it. But aside from putting your mind into it, you also have to put your right mind into it. You can't be nonchalant about things. You can't be carefree about things. You have to be optimistic. You have to be optimistic about everything you want good. Because for you to see good, think good, act good, then you will see the good. Napoleon Hill said, "Whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe, it can achieve." So whatever that you can birth in your mind and you can believe, you can get it. It's just a matter of one step away. So let it be at the back of your head that you can be great. You just have to conceive the right thoughts, believe it that you will see it, and then you will see it. Thank you for staying with me today. Remember, you can be great. I hope you said that together. Let's say it again. You can be great. Thank you for staying with me, and do enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.